Let's go back to KZN today. A lot happening in KwaZulu-Natal. The SAHRC hearings into the July unrest, they've been going on for a couple of weeks now. Yesterday, we heard about how poverty, inequality were contributing factors to that civil unrest in July. Today, the National Police Commissioner, and he is still the National Police Commissioner, Kehla Setole, is back in the witness stand giving testimony there. We know he was there once before in the last week or two. So let's speak to Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, who's watching that for us. And Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What has the National Police Commissioner been saying?
Well, Manny, I think let's start first with what he had to say when the proceedings resumed this morning. He was being questioned about a report and whether the police had given Minister Bezikele a report prior to the unrest. And he says, no, they did not, but they did have a report. But he says he did not see a need at the time to give it to the police minister, saying it was just a general intelligence report to say, Manny. But of course, we heard in the minister's statement, where the minister says, in fact, the police, the National Commissioner was nowhere to be found during the time of the civil unrest. Let's listen now to Advocate Kemo Thabi reading out that statement.
Paragraph 23. Further to this, the National Commissioner has not once been in KwaZulu-Natal or Gauteng. It was only the minister who visited the affected areas in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng to calm the situation and to try to unite communities affected by the unrest. The National Commissioner was nowhere to be seen, and the minister had to work with the Deputy National Commissioner, Policing and Provincial Commissioner in an effort to contain the unrest. Do you have any comments in relation to these two statements?
Yeah, the first comment I can make is that the Deputy National Commissioner was deployed by virtue of my instructions. Now, if the minister chose to work with the Deputy National Commissioner that I have deployed, that was his prerogative.
So, Nhlanhla, this has been a recurring theme throughout the testimony of the National Police Commissioner and other senior police officials as well, that they were absent, that they weren't visible, that they weren't on top of things. How did the National Commissioner respond?
Well, I can tell you that now he's currently in that hot seat, of course, and it seems as though he is being grilled. And I'm saying this because it appears that the commissioner is clueless about what had happened in July. And I'm saying this mainly because he's been questioned about, for an example, how many people died in Phoenix. And all he had to say was that it is contained in the report. And we hear, of course, Advocate Smanga saying to him, yes, we do know that it's in the report, but in your capacity as police commissioner, how many people can you tell us that were killed in Phoenix? And it appears as though someone behind his screen, because his appearance virtually, showed him the number, and he says 36. And then we saw, of course, the advocate saying, so it means someone is assisting him in that particular office. And of course, I can tell you that all that he's pointing to is that there is a report, and all the questions that he's being asked is saying they are contained in the report. It appears that the police commissioner has no clue what is contained in the report, and many that raises questions. I mean, it's been over 4 months since the July unrest happened in Phoenix and South Africa, I mean, in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, but it appears as though the National Police Commissioner maybe has no clue as to what's happening.
And he has said in the past as well, I'm not sure if he's facing questions about that today, that they simply were stretched, that this was the modus operandi of people behind the unrest, whoever they may be, that they intentionally stretched the resources of the police and that they just seemed ill-prepared.
Well, indeed, it still echoes the same sentiment even today, in fact, pointing to the fact that it is one of the reasons police did not have intelligence at the time as to what might happen or what to expect. In fact, I can tell you that he even said that when answering to what the Premier of Gauteng, David Makhura, had to say, that they only relied on social media posts for intelligence because police and law enforcement agencies at the time had nothing. The commissioner is still echoing the same sentiments, but I can tell you, man, he appears to be very clueless.
Nhlanhla, thank you very much for that. Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent, using words like clueless and having no clue to describe the National Police Commissioner, which is always very worrying indeed when we're speaking about an attempted insurrection and unrest and what we saw happening in July. So Kekula Sithole appearing virtually there, answering questions from the evidence leader, Advocate Kekeletso Motshabi, and he's going to face some more questions about that, no doubt, this afternoon.